It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley, and I'm so glad you joined me for today's program. I believe it will minister to you. Have you ever found yourself asking, Lord, what do you want me to do? That seems to be the cry of every heart that truly desires to walk in God's will. We live in a world of constant decisions. Life is full of decisions. Jobs, relationships, decisions about our finances, even ministry directions. And in the middle of it all, we long for clarity. And here's something powerful that I've learned in my walk with Christ. It comes from Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15. And actually today I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible, which I don't usually do, but I thought it was very interesting the way the Amplified brought out this verse. It said, "Let the peace of Christ, the inner calm of one who walks daily with Him, be the controlling factor in your hearts, deciding and settling questions that arise." Another version says, "Let peace be the umpire." Now, what does an umpire do? He makes the call. He decides who's safe or who's out. He rules the field. So the Bible is telling us here, let peace make the call in your life. Let peace decide whether something is in or out of God's will. Now, that doesn't mean we won't face challenges or obstacles that come every day. But it does mean that we can walk through uncertainty with inner certainty, the peace of God, because peace will rule our hearts like an umpire, keeping us aligned with the voice of the Spirit. Now, God's peace is not the absence of problems. This is very important to understand, because sometimes you will think that you don't have peace just because there's something going on, trouble or some kind of storm in your life. Let me be clear. Peace is not the absence of storms. It's the presence of Jesus in the middle of the storm that you're facing. I love Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Paul said this. He said, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." That word guard here, it's a military term. It means to stand watch like a soldier. God's peace stands at the door of your heart, protecting it from anxiety, fear, and deception. So when you're facing a decision, you ask yourself, number one, am I being driven by panic? Am I being rushed by pressure? Or am I being led by the peace of God? Let me say it plainly. God leads by peace. The enemy drives by fear. Now, I want you to think about a baseball game. The crowd can scream, the players can argue, but it's the umpire that makes the call. And peace is like that umpire. You may feel emotion, you might hear opinions, or you're wrestling with doubt. But if you're walking with Jesus, let peace make the final call. And if you override peace, you'll regret it later. I've had times in my life when an opportunity looked perfect. On paper, everything lined up. But in my spirit, I didn't have peace. I couldn't explain it. It just didn't feel right. And any time I would go ahead and do something like that, it's not long before the cracks begin to show and you realize you miss God by 1,000 miles. What we thought was a blessing turns out to be a burden. Friend, never underestimate the voice of peace. If you don't have peace, just stop. Don't proceed. Don't go any further. See, peace comes from obedience. And in Isaiah chapter 32 and verse 17, he says this, "The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. See, when you do what is right in God's eyes, peace always follows. Sometimes peace doesn't come before the decision. It comes after your obedience. It's like walking into a dark room. You don't have to wait for the whole room to light up. You flip a switch, and the light follows. And God is saying, take the step, and then peace will meet you there. In Matthew chapter 14, Peter sees Jesus walking on the water, and he says, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come to you. And what did Jesus say? Come. Now, there was nothing peaceful about the wind and the waves that day. On the Sea of Galilee, it was turbulent. But Peter had peace in the presence of Jesus. As long as he focused on Jesus, he walked in the supernatural. Peter did something that no one else could do. He walked on water. But the moment he looked at the storm, he began to sink. See, peace isn't about the situation. It's about our focus. Do you have your eyes on Jesus, or do you have your eyes on the storm? Peace always protects you from the enemy's counterfeits. See, there are opportunities that look good, but they're traps. In Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12, it says this, there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is death. See, sometimes the enemy packages distractions as divine appointments. And that's why we need peace to make the call. It may look good in the natural, but what does your spirit say? In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22, it tells us the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. See, the Holy Spirit will never lead you into confusion, anxiety, or spiritual unrest. The will of God will never lead you where the grace of God can't keep you. If something sounds great, but it causes turmoil in your spirit, back up and pray again. God will never lead you contrary to His peace. I remember being on a trip years ago, and the GPS said to turn down a back road, and my wife says, I don't have a good feeling about this, but I brushed it off. Sure enough, we ended up on a dead-end gravel road with no cell signal. What looked right was not right at all, and I ignored the peace. See, in the same way, friend, you can't afford to ignore the spiritual check in your heart. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will wave a red flag, not in words, but in the absence of peace. Then cultivate a lifestyle of peace. If peace is the umpire for doing the will of God, you need to stay in the habit of listening to it. Let me give you three practical ways that you can do that. Number one, spend time in God's Word. In Psalm 119, 165, it says, great peace have those who love your law. Not just peace, great peace have those who love God's Word. Scripture washes your mind. It drowns out fear, and it fills you with truth. So the more of God's Word you have in you, the more peace is going to rule in your life. And then, secondly, pray before you make a decision. Don't make permanent decisions off temporary emotions. It'll fail you every time. Let prayer settle your spirit. And when you pray, God will either give you peace or He'll let you know that's not His will. And thirdly, pause when you lose the peace. If something doesn't feel right, don't rush it. Let peace return before you move forward. And then today, peace is the pathway to purpose in our life. Peace is not just a feeling, my friend. It's a compass. In Romans chapter 15 and verse 13, he said this, and Paul said, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. If you follow peace, you'll end up at the center of God's will, not without trials, but with confidence, not without storms, but with the Savior right beside you. Perhaps today you need to say out loud, I will not be ruled by fear. I will not be led by pressure. I will not be confused by noise. I will let peace be the umpire of my life. My friend, God has a good plan for you, but you'll only walk in it if you let His peace lead you every step of the way. During World War II, a group of Christian soldiers were gathered in a bombed-out church in Europe, and one of them carried a small pocket Bible everywhere he went. In the middle of the battle, while under heavy fire, a grenade exploded nearby. And when the dust had settled, that young man was miraculously unharmed. His uniform was torn, his helmet was gone, but clutched in his hand was that little Bible. Later, when the others asked him how he had stayed calm through it all, he simply said, "I knew I was in God's hands and His Word gave me peace." The cover of his Bible, it was scorched, but inside one verse was circled in red ink. It was Isaiah 26 and verse 3. "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." That, my friend, is peace. Not the kind that depends on your surroundings or your circumstances. Not the kind that fades when the bullets fly or the bombs fall. But the kind that anchors your soul when the world is on fire. As we close today, I want you to remember this. Peace is a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 2, verse 14, it says this, "For He Himself is our peace." See, peace doesn't come from a perfect environment. Peace comes from being in a relationship with the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. You can be in the middle of chaos and still carry calm in your heart. You can have unanswered questions and still walk around with assurance and confidence. You can face tomorrow not because you know what will happen, because you know the One who holds tomorrow in His hands. Let this settle deep in your spirit today. "I will no longer let fear make my decisions." You might have to say that out loud. "I will no longer follow what feels urgent, but I'll follow what brings peace. I will wait on the Lord until I hear from Him." That's the tough one. "And I will walk forward only when peace gives me the green light." See, friend, don't chase opportunities. Chase peace. Don't force doors to open. Wait for the one that peace unlocks in your life. Because where peace leads, purpose will then follow. There once was a contest to paint the perfect picture of peace. Artists submitted serene landscapes, sunsets, still lakes, beautiful meadows. But the winning painting shocked everyone. It showed a violent storm and lightning streaked across the dark sky. Waves crashed against the rocks, but tucked away in a tiny little crevice on the cliff was a bird, safely nestled in her nest, calmly resting while the storm raged around her. The title? Peace. Why? Because peace isn't the absence of the storm. It's God's presence in the middle of whatever you're facing.
If you enjoy the ministry of Fresh Oil, we invite you to check out Keith's books, which are available on Amazon.com. Keith has a memoir entitled, "This Is My Story." In this book, he shares personal stories of divine encounters, answered prayers, as well as the battles he has faced as a pastor. Keith's book, "Christ in the Seven Feasts of Israel," shares a picture of Jesus the Messiah, found in the ancient feast days God gave to Israel to celebrate. His book, "The Grace Revolution," which Keith recently taught on Fresh Oil, is also available in paperback, hardcover, and the Kindle ebook. For more information, go to Amazon.com and search Keith Manley Books.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.